Two parties at odds and battling. Isn't that the spice of life, the drama of the ages? Entertaining until it begins to erode, compromise the public good, the collective. They have something in common, these two parties. They are both fixated on a particular view. They are fixated on a particular subjective stance. They are in their own presence. Now suppose then we have a third party, an intermediate, coming in. A harmonizer, a reconciler, a reflector. Then will it fall into the same trap? The chameleon comes between the donkeys and the elephants, begins to reflect, take on colors, and in time gets comfortable with particular colors, begins to enjoy, revel in the particular state, no longer a quantum chameleon, but a stated lizard. That's where it all goes sideways. Fixates into a particular form, a particular state, loses its reflective fluidity, becomes a matter of polarization, inviting its contrast, inviting its counterpart. And from there, again, we have the same paradigm. At odds, and battles follow. Do we need to play that loop? How many more times until we get the point? You and me, our group and their group, our party and their party, this nation versus that nation, and the world divided in two. Do we really need to play that loop how many more times over before we get the point? The point is, conflict follows, battles follow, bloodshed follows, deprivation, destruction follows, when we do not put to the fore the intermediate, the fluid reflection, when we begin to take sides, assert particular stances in opposition to particular other stances. It's a destructive dynamic, and it's a vicious cycle. Those hoping to reform it need to rise beyond the paradigm. They need to exit from under the roof on which these polarizations thrive. They need to break the cocoon, escape from the prison house of subjectivity, and yield before the emergent conditions that need to be reconciled. Then the chameleon party, the mirror party, the intermediate nothing party. It's a good party, provides happiness for everyone. Join that party, because the epic party of the ages rules beyond particular polarizations, obsessive fixations. We'd like to join that party one day. Now, before that party becomes an external reality, what we need is a reconciliation of the partisans in our own awareness. We need to rise beyond our own pushes and pulls, our own reactivity and identification with the reactive process. Then and only then will there be a possibility for an external expression of the same principle. Until then, it will simply be a repetition of the same old vicious cycle. Momentary reform, and the reformer becomes a tyrant, fixated on their stance and at odds with the others. And whether that's the way it must roll until the fields of Armageddon, or if we should, by some magical surprise, come to a point of relative enlightenment, finding ease into this polarized conflict, that remains to be seen. Meanwhile, keep yourself safe, well balanced, in the middle of all things, empty and reflective. That's all.